A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan on the keys this week, John.
On the keys?
I've got anything you want to play us?
Can you hear that?
Oh, lovely. I love that one.
Can you hear that? It wasn't turned on, sorry.
Oh.
What do you want?
Oh, what a lovely player.
A bit of Randy Newman.
Oh, what is that?
Short people, isn't
it? Yeah. Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason to live. Except being in Gary Johnson's midfield and up front and in defence and anywhere they'll play him. And they all play in goal in the National League South. There we are.
I've not played that in a very long time. Yeah. Well, that's the first thing that came
to me. John. A-level in music. Well, on the theme of pianos, John.
Yeah.
Got rid of ours this morning.
Did you?
Did you ever have an upright piano, John? Of course you did.
No. No, I didn't.
No, we had an upright piano, which I bought, I'd say, eBay whim 8 years ago.
Lovely.
Came delivered, John, and they bought it in like an old pub piano, you know, not
yeah.
very good.
Yeah.
Not very good, but not bad for learning on for my yeah. son. Did 4 lessons, stopped. So then since then we've just been housing this piano, like keeping it in the house. Like looking after it. Like a lodger, like a terrible lodger that won't leave. Like one of those children who never leaves their parents' house.
Of course, anybody who enjoys the terrific Channel 4 sitcom Back will have seen you playing the piano.
I learnt that on there, John.
So there you go. It's a piece of TV history that you've sold.
Well, it's not anymore, John. Because you can't sell a piano. I don't know if you know that, John. It's
really?
Almost impossible. And that's why you'll see so many free to a good home.
Just giving away.
Please buy a collect. See all those. Didn't even bother with that, John. I thought, I'm just going to get someone to come and take it away. No one will do that. So I've had to pay someone to come and get it.
Oh, wow.
Right?
You had to pay
and I put the details on rubbish.com.
What's that website?
It's also Dover FC's website.
Yeah.
No, rubbish.com. You put anything you want taken away that the council won't take. You put that on rubbish.com,
mm-hmm.
and you have up to 20 people quoting on how much they'll pay. You have to pay them to take it away. I got 4 quotes, went with the lowest, thought that bloke's never turning up. Turned up this morning, John. It was a really odd experience giving someone. It was like it's like an anti-sale. It was very much a talk, very like a Torquay United.
It's a non-linear sale, is what it
very
is.
Very non-linear
really.
Sale. It's very like a Torquay United transfer market sale. We're giving you money to take the player away. So I felt very odd. It was very non-linear, but I thought it was going to be some bloke who's going to go and chuck it in a hedge, if I'm honest. I wasn't sure about it. He's just going to take it round the corner, chuck it in a hedge.
Yeah.
But he had a jacket with his name on and all sorts, John. So
really?
There we are. But I thought, I wonder if he'll go and sell that or something. You know, I wonder what he'll do with it. And as I shut the door, I saw him with a massive sledgehammer just whacking the side off it.
Really?
Like a Frank Zappa album. It was.
That's fantastic.
This is 7:30 this morning. Smashing it up, put it in the back of his truck, and off he went. He'd made his money, John. So that was my morning.
Country people, country ways, isn't it?
Exactly.
That's what happens.
That's how it is.
Occasionally, bloke's just going to turn around and sledgehammer your piano. Yeah.
Douche. Well, I'm pleased he did it after I'd given him the money. Still feels weird giving someone the money to take something away. But there we are. We did it. He had loads of mattresses in the back of his... I mean, so... coming to a hedge near you, I think. Our old piano. There we are, John. The National League. How are we looking? Oh, what's in the podcast this week?
That's really made me laugh.
It'll be coming to my set at some point when I've imagined to put jokes into it.
I'm so sorry. My eyes are, oh dear. Really funny. Oh dear.
Oh dear.
On this week's podcast, I found that really funny.
Did he just pulled out? He's like someone in a Western pulling out a big double barrel shotgun. Pulled out this sledgehammer. Just started whacking it.
He just really hates pianos.
Just, oh yeah. That, yeah, me, yeah.
Hope he's had a bad experience.
It's my dream job.
Anyway.
Hates Mr. Steinway.
On this week's podcast.
Yes.
Well, what have we got? Lots of National League news coming your
really?
Way.
Interesting.
Plenty to catch up on, including some slightly annoying results on Tuesday night. More on that to come.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Lintott is going to join us. If you don't know who Chris is, why don't you know who Chris is? Chris is a Torquay United fan, just coincidentally happens.
Yes.
But he's the presenter of the BBC Sky at Night, legendary astronomy programme. And he is also a professor at
Oxford University,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Of like astronomy or cosmology. He tells us what it is. It's not astrology, John. He's not like doing Gemini and Sagittarius.
Say astrology.
It's not astrology. I don't think you did say that, but just to get, he's not like Russell Grant or like Mystic Meg or something.
No, he actually knows what he's talking about.
Exactly.
And he pointed us in the direction of the fact that the parachute used in the Perseverance rover, which just landed on Mars, was made in Devon. So that was it.
Mm.
We were going to have a
lovely
chat with him about that and all things space. A bit of a new direction
lovely
for this
stuff.
Podcast, but why not? I could.
Why not? Not a space podcast.
Not a space podcast. I should have given the old. What's the alien film?
Close Encounters.
Close Encounters.
Of the
I could have given it on the
third
old
kind.
Oh. No,
can I just check you're not playing the piano I sold this morning?
There you go.
There it is, John. You needed a little minor. A little minor in there, wasn't it?
I got there eventually.
Yes,
I gave him a bit of that, but I didn't.
What else have we got?
Roger and Brian are going to crop up, I think. And I think Ray is going to make an appearance as well.
Oh, right. The two Rays, is it?
Two Rays.
Wants to tell us about his old stomping ground, I think.
Well, Hornchurch of... Hornchurch.
All right.
Into the semi-final of the FA Trophy.
Old stomping ground.
And he's also... The two Rays are wanting to promote it as a holiday destination.
They are.
For this summer, for your staycation.
Come and stay with us. We'll find out.
So there we go. That
sounds lovely. Like a podcast. Some letters. Does sound like a podcast, John. Tell us about the National League,
it'll
John.
Come,
any news?
Come back to, yes, let's go back to Saturday, shall we? Boreham Wood 2, Solihull Moors 2.
Mm.
The best you can say about it is it's a match no one cared about between two teams no one cares about with no fans. That's pretty much the best you can say for that game.
Yeah. On a bit of a slump, Solihull Moors. They were doing
they
well.
Oh, yeah.
They've started to, since they're playing us, they've lost all confidence in their 6'9" striker, and that's that.
Solihull Moors had Jason Donowa playing for them.
Oh.
Obviously, he likes a kebab, obviously, Donowa kebab. But it also
I thought you were going
to
go down.
I know, it's just
especially for you or something.
It did just, in that moment, it just came to me. It sounds like Jason Donovan. What a shame.
Yeah, it sounds like Jason Donovan. And then that's all the joke that you were going to do, was it? You weren't going to write any more than that.
Just but it's only just come to me.
A charade-style joke.
I could play any dream will do on the keyboard, but
so
it's
far,
not in my repertoire.
But also, so far, the piano bits we have had, John,
yeah,
I'm not sure they're up to the A-level standard you profess.
Well, I'm very rusty.
10,000 hours. 10,000 hours.
It's the reason I didn't get into university. And I think we're discovering it. Bromley 3, Altrincham 1. Bromley sort of on the edge of the playoffs after that. So they're still sort of in the mix. Altrincham have fallen off a bit of a cliff since they won at Playmore. They lost 5 in a row. They won on Tuesday night, but we'll come to that in a minute. Kingsland 2, Weymouth 2.
Ooh.
That's a bit of a battle at the bottom there. That man, Andrew battle, Dallas, yeah, scored again for Weymouth. And surprised he had any energy to do it, really. That's a bit of satire there about the rolling blackouts in Texas.
Oh, right.
Last
okay,
week,
I mean,
it
was lost on me, John, but I'm sure
there's a storm leaving them without power.
I'm sure our Texan,
Andrew
we've got
Dallas,
some people in America.
No energy, blackouts in Texas. That's all you needed to know for that one.
Very bitty so far, isn't it, this week? It's like, here's some things that would make a joke.
I've laid out all the sort of component parts.
Yes.
Just putting them together. Do you know what it is? You just completely threw me off with the sledgehammer and the piano. I've never quite recovered.
There we are. Well, it's Peter Gabriel, isn't it?
Yeah. Stockport 2, Chesterfield 0. Not interested in that.
Very, that's good though, John, isn't it? Stockport slipping up. Good.
No, they won, didn't they?
You just said, what did you say?
Stockport 2, Chesterfield
0. Oh, Stockport doing well. That's annoying.
Wrexham 4, Wealdstone 1. Head of the game, did you see this? Wrexham's players given an incentive by the new owners, Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney, that they will get a £250,000 bonus if they win promotion from the National League this season. All of a sudden, 4-1.
Yeah. It's like footballers are only driven by money.
It is.
And their only motivation is money. They don't actually care about the town or the club they're playing for. I mean, imagine that.
Yeovil 1, Dagenham 0. Again, not really that interesting. But Yeovil, I reckon,
they're
probably going to start fancying themselves for the playoffs as well. They're really charging up the table. And Hartlepool 1, Barnet 0. So that was Saturday. On to Tuesday night, Altrincham 1, Woking 0. So that first win in 5 there for Altrincham. Has turned it around a bit for them. Halifax 1, Hartlepool 1, get in. Go on,
yes.
Halifax. A bit of a late
good
equaliser for them, which was good.
Yes.
Clung on with 10 men. So very good for Torquay United. Solihull 0, Dagenham 1. So yeah, Solihull really are sort of sliding down the table a little bit. Sutton 3, Bromley 2. I mean, honestly.
Come on.
Honestly.
All I think, John, is it cannot and will not continue till the end of the season. You don't go on this sort of run and they're not Man City, for goodness sake.
But people,
you
probably
know what I mean,
thought this about Torquay early season, right? They probably thought,
exactly,
God, another 90th minute winner.
When,
there we
exactly
go.
Exactly. When will they ever lose? You know,
last.
It won't last, and they haven't got any injuries or anything at the moment. You know, and all it takes is one of their main, like us, like one of their main four or two of their main four, to be out, and they start to struggle again. Also, this Saturday they've got Wrexham on the telly. Wrexham are fifth. They can,
yeah,
if they get on a run, they can really climb the table, especially as they've got the financial thing now as well. So I just cannot see Sutton beating Wrexham on Saturday. I cannot see it, John.
Is it at Wrexham?
I mean, I can see it because I've got BT Sport on my phone, but I cannot imagine it. No, it's at home, so it's on the Cheats pitch.
They never play away.
They don't play away. That is one of the things as well. That is one of the things as well. They are mainly a home team.
Barnet lost 4-1 at home to Yeovil. Yeovil sort of on fire at the moment.
Yeah, where are they in the league, John?
Can we Yeovil have a look? Are have up a look. To 10th, and they're only 3 points off the playoffs. So
35 points. Yeah, that playoff, but that. Those last few two playoff positions where Notts County are, anyone down to, if Halifax went on a run, Maidenhead have only played 21 games. So, you know, they could be up there.
It's all up for grabs.
It's all up for grabs, John.
Chesterfield 1, Eastleigh 0. Notts County 2, Kingsland 2. Get it. Come on, the Linnets.
Get it. Come on, you Linnets. So that was the last minute. It was the last minute.
Equaliser for Kingsland. They also had, did you see, they had their assistant manager had to name himself on the bench. 50-year-old Paul Bastock. Not Paul.
Oh, so close.
Yeah, I know, really close.
So close.
Yeah, I had to go on the bench for Kingsland, a bit of an injury crisis.
Is he a keeper? He's a keeper, isn't he, John?
He is, yeah. And Wealdstone 1, Boreham Wood 0. That's it.
Wealdstone 1, Boreham Wood 0. Well, look, there's so many teams. 38 points is seventh place at the moment.
Mm.
And that is on with Eastleigh, who have played 24 games. So, yeah, all the way down to sort of Solihull Moors. Probably not them because they've played 23, but Maidenhead have played 21 and are on 32 points. And if they find some form, you know, the top 15 could go up.
Yeah, it's really just how it is.
We are halfway through the league season. I know it feels like March, but it's not really March. We're still top of the table despite all the doom and gloom, despite a few losses, and despite, you know, other teams going on unbelievable runs. We are still top.
Absolutely.
I'm very positive, John.
Got to be
very positive about it.
The talk is still top by a point, and then it's Sutton and Hartlepool, Stockport, Wrexham, Notts County, Eastleigh make up the playoffs. And yeah, not that it's worth anything. Weymouth, Barnet and Dover at the bottom.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Hello? Hello, Roger. Are you Roger or Brian? I can never remember.
I'm just putting my mask on. I think I'm Brian, aren't I? No. No, I'm Brian, yes.
Hello, Brian. Hello there. I've got my mask. Keep your mask. Keep away from me, will you please, Brian?
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Roger. I'm going to sit on a separate bench from you over
here. If you could, because I'm not having the vaccine, Brian.
No.
I'm not going to have it.
What's that? Where's that then?
Oxford, isn't it? Oxford United. I hate them. Absolutely hate them. And I don't want the Pfizer one. I don't want to be walking around with a stiffy my whole life. Them days are gone. Those days are gone, Brian.
You don't want to have that Johnson & Johnson one?
No. Enough about it.
I think Gary and Pete, they barely know what they're doing on a football pitch.
Exactly.
Never mind in the laboratory.
Can't imagine they've come up with... Maybe that's why we've been losing, Brian. But bloody hell! Stop doing the bloody vaccine, Gary! Get your bloody mind on the bloody pitch, Gary! Bloody hell! No wonder it's only 70% good. Bloody hell! What's this vaccine? Bloody hell!
But I don't know if you saw Roger. That is his name, isn't it, Rog?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Did you see the games last night?
Yeah.
Sutton Bromley.
Saw that. 2-1, wasn't it?
Well, this is what I'm confused. I was just having a look at their paper.
Yeah, 2-1 and ended 2-1. 80-odd minute. I switched it off. Bloody hell. Bloody hell, that's showing them Sutton bastards with their bloody plastic cheating pitch.
I'm just having a look at their paper. It says they lost 3-2.
Oh, bloody hell.
Bloody hell.
Bloody hell, Brian.
Romero.
Oh, bloody hell, Romero. Why don't you put that in there? You won't bloody... Oh, we've got to play Sutton away on that plastic pitch. I tell you, it'll be rubbish on that pitch. Amara, bloody hell. Amara will be terrible on that pitch.
You see, he signed
Winter
Scott,
at the back, he'll go
Scott
down.
Bowden.
Liam Davis.
He signed Scott Bowden from Chesterfield. More bloody rubbish.
More bloody rubbish turned up. I ain't seen him play yet, but I bet he's... Oh, terrible. Stop making the bloody vaccine, Gary! Keep your bloody mind off it!
Concentrate, man!
Concentration! Bloody hell! Alright then. Okay. Okay then. Right. That's annoyed me, that has. Well, I shan't be here watching this Saturday.
Oh, no, why's that? Why is that, Rod? Sorry, I thought we'd finished.
Not interested in him anymore.
Have you given up, have you?
Yeah, I've given up. I don't know if he saw it. We let that one in at the end at Solihull Moors. And that's enough for me.
We won the game, Rod. It was 2-1.
I don't know if you've seen it, but that's a terrible... We let that one in right at the end. They can't stop bloody doing... Bloody concentrate! Anera!
The National Obsession.
Who have we got with us, Chris? Chris? Hey, John. Who have we got with us now?
Well, we've got... Talkie United fan extraordinaire, presenter of The Sky at Night, Chris Lintott. And hear me out on this. Chris is going to tell us about the latest mission to Mars, the Perseverance rover.
Is that where Fraser Kerr is?
No, I thought, by way of introduction, how about this?
John, quite high it was, wasn't it?
Very high song. I played that appalling. I've been rehearsing that for 24 hours.
Practicing it.
Fluffed it.
Got the keyboard there. Here he is, Chris Lintott.
What a wonderful introduction. I don't care that was appalling. That was beautiful. It took me
appalling, John.
Half of it to get the song. But there we go.
I completely bottled it. That can happen,
can't it? It took a while. I think if you are playing live on Mars for Chris Lintott, it's a lot of pressure you put yourself under, John.
I'll just point out, I've got an A-level in music. It didn't show it there, but I have.
I reckon Chris gets played that song an awful lot. Am I right, Chris?
Local radio, often. Not that you're the local radio of talking podcasts. But,
damning with faint praise.
service to the community. But, you know, that's there are lots of songs about Mars. It's also wrong. It's not scientifically... accurate in several of its aspects, that song, which we could go into another time.
Yeah. No, I'm here for that. I'm here for that, Chris. Nope, you're not going to tell us.
No.
Save that for your own paid podcast.
Yeah. That's right. You know, we'll do that for the BBC later. We're not here to talk about
Chris.
Music,
you're
though.
A
We're
very clever, very very clever man. What is your full title? What is it you do at Oxford University?
I am a professor of astrophysics here in Oxford, which means that I'm paid to think about space, and I do that by trying to find the weird and the unusual things in the night sky that our telescopes have detected.
Oh, what
Absolutely.
A brilliant job.
Fascinating. I think it's so interesting. Now, what really sort of piqued our interest is that Charlie, I think, had been watching the sort of Perseverance landing and all of that. And then you tweeted Charlie saying, by the way, don't know if you realise, the parachutes that guided it onto Mars are made in Devon. So, of course, that's it. We were sold.
Chris told us that. He said, you'll like this. I know. If I know someone who'll like this bit of information and can do something with it, it is you.
It's all about niche audiences. But I don't know. We all grew up in Devon. I think there is that thing, especially if you become an exile and you leave, that you keep an eye out for Devon things that we can claim credit for. So whenever anything remotely related to Devon happens, there's a sort of sense of pride. So this is brilliant. Yeah. So it's Tiverton based. So a company called Heathcote Fabrics made the material that made the parachute that landed Perseverance, this sort of car-sized rover on Mars. And it's been it's interesting as well, because for the first time we got video of this thing landing, which we've never had before. So it's a bit like being able to watch a Tuesday night game from Playmore on the stream for the first time ever.
We got a stream
from Mars. We should get Dave Thomas to commentate on the next Mars landing.
It would have been great if Ray and Dave had commentated as it, guiding it down.
Can we make that happen?
Little alien there, John. Up in Mars.
They've got out of play.
Neil Armstrong, of course, playing tonight from the moon, his old stomping ground.
Just be great. I think it looks a bit cold out there. It's minus 110 degrees.
Yeah, this is the joke they do. Not as far away as Barrow on a Tuesday night.
There we go. we got to see this thing landing, and we saw this magnificent parachute come out and fly, and it was beautiful. It had turned out it had a code in it for fun. Yes. So they coded the letters Dare Mighty Things, which is NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory's motto. There's only one problem with the parachute, though, because I know we're really pleased that it's Devonian. But on the video, let's just say that listeners to this podcast probably want to watch the video in black and white so that they don't find out what colour the parachute is.
It's a shame. This is a shame. I was hoping it was a shade of pink and white.
Yeah.
But it's not. Well, it's not. It's not, is it? It's red and white. I was disappointed it wasn't yellow and blue. That would have been, imagine yeah. that.
We'll get the next one. Tiverton is closer to Exeter, you know, isn't it?
Tiverton play yellow, don't they?
All the people at the Parachute Factory in Tiverton, are they all the parachute makers who didn't quite make it at Torquay Parachute?
Sometimes they go there for a loan and then come back.
Yeah. And they come back and they still don't quite make it. So they just, you know.
That's right. Yeah. Well, probably when they, because the next thing that happens is this little rover is going to pick up rocks and store them securely. And then there's a European spacecraft that's going to be built to go and get them or go and help get them. So that will need a parachute. So presumably the European Space Agency will come to Torquay for their parachutes.
I think. Yeah. Where do we go next, Chris? Do you think we'll ever put a man on the moon?
I think it'll happen. I think definitely going to the moon. The people like Elon Musk, who runs this SpaceX company and various things, I think they've sort of got real momentum now. And I think there are enough people who would pay enough money to go to the moon on holiday. So I think that'll happen soon, probably in about the next 10, 15 years. I think getting to Mars is much harder. It's a long way. Landing is difficult. If you tried to land the way Perseverance did, going from 20,000 miles an hour to nothing in 7 minutes, you'd end up as a pancake. So I think that's more difficult. I like Elon Musk, though, does say he wants to die on Mars, but not on impact. So he wants to move there and survive. And so that's the challenge.
Move to Scotland, deep fry a few.
There you go.
We can all die on Mars then. Hey, I did a Mars chocolate joke.
Lovely.
Is what I went
really
for there.
Nice. Chris,
I can see it coming.
I saw you tweet out some of the footage that the Perseverance had already sent back, and it is absolutely fascinating. Is this like sort of the best footage and best kind of views of Mars we've ever had?
Yeah, it's always a bit weird with spacecraft, because if you're going to go all the way to Mars, you really want to make sure that your camera works, which means that they tend to use things that are really reliable. So the technology is often about 10 years behind stuff you can buy in the shops. So most of the time, we're getting images from cameras that you know, you wouldn't put on a mobile phone these days.
Nokia 3310.
It's actually one of the Motorola flip phones that open up. It's a bit more technological, so that works. But this time they stuck a couple of commercial cameras on, and that's where why the video is so good. We've got this amazing view of this landscape, and the thing will now wander around, and people are excited. It's got a helicopter on board, which is called Ingenuity. So it sort of plops out from the bottom of the rover, and then that's going to fly ahead as a scout. So that's never been done before as well. I do sort of get the impression this mission was designed by a bunch of scientists in the pub going, should we add a good cameras? We'll do a video of arrival. It'll be like a music video. And then, should we put a helicopter on it? Let's put a helicopter on it. That'd be great. But it is in this amazing place. It's the most interesting place we've been on Mars, because the lander was much cleverer than previous generations. It could steer a bit. So you might remember there was another West Country space exploration link, is the Beagle 2 lander, which is Britain's Mars lander, carried there by the European Space Agency, which failed. Actually, I found out Heathcote Fabrics were involved in the parachute for Beagle as well.
Got it.
So, yeah. Oh, and then we now know the parachute worked. We've seen pictures of Beagle on the surface, and it got down in one piece. It just didn't work, probably because it landed next to a rock. And if it landed next to a rock, it couldn't open. So Perseverance avoided that by steering. So we could go to a much rockier, much more interesting place than we've ever been before. Whereas before, we'd been selected. We're going all the way to Mars, and we're going to pick the most boring place we can because we just need the spacecraft to survive.
Like going out in Exeter, you know, if we go to boxes, and let's go somewhere a bit rockier. Let's go timepiece.
That's right, but you need some control over your trajectory.
You wanted niche. You wanted niche. You get niche. How are you feeling about the season, Chris?
Well, not as good as I was feeling in December. I enjoyed October, November, December was watching the stream and A, the absurdity of, you know, as an exile who gets to, I normally get to 5 or 6 games a season, but being able to watch talking on variable quality television is just amazing. There's something absolutely wonderful about it. And then to have that happen while we were playing the best football we've played in, what, 20 years probably? Uh-huh. 15 years at least. It just felt like I was in this different universe. Sounds silly, but it really was the thing that kept me sane during the pandemic. Now, since Christmas, some of your listeners may know Torquay haven't done quite as well. But it's interesting, is it? Because the logic that you use as a footballer, I do, in theory, I use logic in my day job, but the logic that you use as a football fan makes no sense. So in my head, I've been convincing myself, I think I've heard you say this as well, Charlie, it's good we're having our slump, right? Because we know we're going to have a slump at some point in the season. So best to get it out the way.
Now, you're doing it at the end.
Yeah, now the laws of probability don't, that's not how stuff works, right? We're just as likely to have a slump for the rest of the season because we're bad now. It's the wrong way around, but football logic doesn't work like that at all. This is why I like football. It's because I don't want to use logic. I want to scream at the screen or the players and be really believe we can come back when Halifax score a third goal and we've got 30 seconds left or whatever.
Yes.
Now, Chris obviously presents The Sky at Night, which is a wonderful show on the BBC. Ooh. Historic show. I'm wondering...
Quite simple, really.
I'm wondering, is that a Patrick Moore impression?
That was Patrick Moore. I was doing Patrick
Moore.
That was Patrick.
He came to our school. He's sorry, Chris. John, I'll let you continue in a second. Patrick Moore came to our school. I think I told you this, Chris. He came to our school to do a talk on Halley's Comet. Quite simple, really. That's him on Games Master. Hello, Games Master. I need to get the Golden Goblet. Quite simple, really. It's a good effort, isn't it? It's a good effort.
John, everyone has a Patrick impression. It's really interesting.
But what I'm wondering is, have you, during the course of your time on the Sky Night, managed to sneak in any Torquay United references? Mm. And if you haven't, would you possibly consider sneaking in a National Obsession reference?
I could try. They edit. This is the problem because we're not live and because we're not. They edit. So I have tried the occasional deeply extended analogy, and I tried for a while to get a talk. I was desperate to get a Torquay United scarf on, but they're really fussy about it. We might be filming from home again. So if that's true, I'm going to have all sorts of paraphernalia in the background. I think we could definitely get some Torquay stuff.
It might be odd if you mentioned, you know, John Gittins or Wayne Carlisle or whatever. But
how are you going to bring that up?
I don't know how that's going to come in. But what about an on the ice? Because you can talk about, you know,
on the ice in, yes.
Venus is
very
cold. It's on the ice.
I did look whether so Mars
nice,
has
nice.
Mars has ice under its surface, so it has ice caps at the poles, and then that ice continues under the surface. I did check for you. Perseverance has not landed on the ice, sadly. It's too equatorial. But I thought
typical,
that would have been nice.
Typical Tiverton.
Speaking of Patrick, I did watch the only football game Patrick ever watched from beginning to end on telly or live. I watched with him because we were down filming. And it was the World Cup where England lost to Germany. And that was the one where with the ball off the crossbar.
2010.
That's
Frank
right.
Lampard,
and Patrick was sitting there working his way through a bottle of wine going, it seems to me that they are better than we are at this game. He just every 5 minutes. That was his comment.
That's why you got the Games Master. That's why you got the Games Master gig, Chris. Right. Well, it's been so nice to have you here. I am forever in your debt for my Woking ticket, and it's lovely to know you as a Torquay United fan. Thank you very much. On the ice to you, Chris.
On the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession.
Hornchurch is a suburban town in East London, England, and part of the London Borough of Havering.
Yes, right. It is indeed. It is located. My old stomping ground is 15.2 miles east-northeast of Charing Cross. And the town itself comprises a number of shopping streets and a large residential area out of play.
Thanks, Ray. The name Hornchurch comes from Monastery of the Horns, and the earliest recorded mention of the area was in 1222.
We'll say, Ray, that's not 22 minutes past 12, but the year. Okay, the ball's gone out of play. There are no train stations in Central Hornchurch, so good luck getting there.
Thank you very much, Ray. You won't struggle for culture if you choose Hornchurch for your
the
holiday.
Old stomping ground.
The old stomping ground. The Hornchurch Drum and Trumpet Corps Boys Marching Band was formed in 1959 and performs still all around the country. Right, over to you.
The ball's gone out of play there, Ray. And in Hornchurch, my old stomping ground, the old Tower Cinema on Hornchurch High Street, which opened in 1936. Right.
Of course, Ray, don't forget the Kemp and Tasker building, which was converted into a bingo hall in 1973. It's noted for its Art Deco architecture, but it has now, in fact, been demolished to make way for a supermarket.
Yeah, rather what they're hoping to do to Plainmoor, I understand, Dave. We won't talk about that, okay?
Thanks, Ray. Why not come to Hornchurch for your summer staycation this year?
And the ball's gone out of play.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
A couple of letters.
Way.
To bring you. Yes.
Okay, now.
Here we go. Let's begin with Les Brooking.
Les Brooking. Hello, Les. On the ice to you.
No, from Les in a while.
Okay,
he
on the
says,
ice.
He says, on the ice, fellas. Well, what a shock. I tuned into the latest Yellow Army podcast only to hear a defector. Charlie, the traitor baker.
Faker Baker, that's what they call me in Massachusetts.
Said, I did enjoy the advice. Yeah, did enjoy the advice on how to use a pressure washer. You did spend a large amount of the Herald Express Talking United Yellow Army podcast talking about Cartier pressure washers.
Listen, Guy was interested in it. I bought it up. It's up to Guy what he puts in his podcast. He decided, I know it sounded like I was live from prison, John. I know it sounded like the beginning. You know the beginning of Serial?
I really wanted to put that together. I forgot. This is a call from something or other correction facility.
It was lovely being on Guy Henderson's Yellow Army podcast. I hope he asks me again. Mm. And we did have a big chat about the gulls. And then we did have a chat about pressure washers. And I think that is the two markets that people who read the Herald Express would be interested in, John.
But this is true. But I mean, every time Guy did try and move it on, they keep bringing it back to pressure washers. It's a shame.
Well,
then I feel a bit.
That's just if you book me, that's what you get.
Anyway, 529 Les Brooking. Thank you ever so much.
Thanks,
for your
Les. Notes. Thank you so much. Yeah.
And the other letter to us this week comes from David Gladys Gladman. David. Or Gladys. Hello,
Gladys Knight.
He says, John and Charlie, hello for
on the
from
ice.
North of the Wall, FOF 39, Gladys here again. Firstly, due to my own numptiness, you were unable to assist me with my query from last week. He sent a letter saying he missed the Sully Hole stream.
Yes.
Because he went for a cycle.
Oh, he did. It's
your forgot it was
of,
on.
Sort of thing you do.
Got the kickoff time wrong. Went for a cycle. He did kick off at like 7 o'clock or something. Stupid
yeah, it
time.
Was. Yes.
Went for a cycle, missed it.
Missed it.
We won. So should he continue watching, I think, was his query.
Well, you've had the similar dilemma, haven't you, John? But you've since found it's nothing to do with it whatsoever.
Absolutely no bearing on it whatsoever.
No. Well, although we have found, which we're not a betting podcast and do gamble responsibly, but we have found that betting on Notts County, Sutton and Hartlepool all to win does have good results.
It does work, doesn't it?
It does work,
it really
so far.
Works. So I think
look,
what he wants to know,
I would always say,
should he watch the Hartlepool game?
Yes. Watch Hartlepool,
just go ahead and watch it.
Go for a bike ride as well, because bike riding's the lushest thing in the world.
Until you get knocked off.
Until you get knocked off, John, of course.
Fellow.
Let's not forget, John has nearly died
nearly
this season.
Died. Anyway,
lovely
Gladys.
Letter. Thank you so much, Gladys. On the ice to you. Absolutely brilliant. Lovely letters, John. If people want to send us a letter, where do they send it?
They can send it to nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Wow, how fantastic. How wonderful. And please do that. And maybe leave us a 5-star review as well on iTunes and leave a little few words there. That really helps us as well. That'll be very nice. Up the gulls. Is that it, John? We've done
it. That's it.
So, on the ice to you.
When you go, will you send back a letter for
There it is, John. Got there in the end, didn't we? Put it there together in the end. Lovely. That's it, on the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.